Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Iroquois Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.
It's time for the Round Table with Round Daddy.
Hey, Round Daddy.
The Round Table with Round Daddy.
Me, James Strebel, Big Daddy.
With your host, James Strebel.
Hey, Round Daddy, James Strebel. Gotcha.
On ESPN 680 and 105.7.
Is there any tiny part of you that ever felt bad for UK?
Ooh.
Like in your heart of hearts? Like looking real deep down because you're like, you know what, that player's pretty cool.
Yes.
I wanted to see him.
The De'Aaron Fox, Bam Adebayo, when they were crying.
Yeah, that's a good one.
I felt bad for them.
That's a good one.
I felt bad for them
because
they wanted it.
Wow, how about that?
Good question, Nikki V.
And I had no idea that Marcus Maben actually had feelings about Kentucky. I mean,
That's a fantastic question.
That was an all-time picture, though.
Because now I'm thinking.
Bam and De'Aaron were crying.
Yes.
Yeah, that was a heartbreaker.
Now
that,
I'm thinking of like.
A time you ever felt bad for Louisville Athletics or Tennessee. Think about that. Let me do my read.
Okay,
ponder on that.
Good call.
All right. Thank you to Cox and Every Liquors, always sponsoring the 5 o'clock hour, 27 area locations, walk in, drive through delivery. Cox and Every Liquors, that's Louisville's go to liquor store. And you know what it is? It's Weird Wednesday and it's buy three, get one free cigar Wednesday here for Cox and Every Liquors. While you're in there getting your cigars, stock up for the weekend. It's never too early to get the things you need for the weekend. You can go get those domestic beers, craft beers. Well, some draft beers. There's some Evergreen Liquor locations where they do have a bar in there. They always have something cool on tap, so check that out. And they're not just, you know, cigar and liquor stores. They have party supplies, everything you need. It's a one-stop shop. It's like Toys R Us for adults. Toys R Us for adults. That's what it is. Cox and Evergreen Liquors, CoxsLouisville.com. 437-9680. Let's bang through some text here real quick. Then I'll play a sound. Greg McElroy talks about Louisville football, and he kind of feels like people are sleeping on him. And you know, we did this segment yesterday, Anna, where, you know, they are picked to go 7-5.
Mm-hmm.
Phil still has them tied for 6th. And just kind of nationally, people not thinking much of Jeff Brohm after the season after he took them to the ACC championship.
Mm-hmm.
So we'll hear what Greg McElroy has to say about that. Texter, when Kevin Ware broke his leg. That's a good one. When you felt bad for Louisville.
I felt bad for him.
Yeah.
I didn't have, like, overt, like, sympathy. Exactly.
They won. They still won.
I think that's the thing. Like, I don't know. I've had years where, like, I don't hate them as much, but I've never had a year where I'm like, I feel so bad.
I feel bad for them. Yeah, I'd had to deep into the my dark heart.
The heart archive. The heart archive.
Textured, have you seen about the remote Amazon tribe they introduced to the internet and they immediately became addicted to social media and porn? I didn't make that up. Yeah, I did see that. It made me sad.
Yeah.
It's like, don't give them the internet. Leave them alone.
It's also just like looking in a mirror.
Yes.
Hello.
Leave them alone. Don't give
them
this stuff.
Evil early too.
Yeah, don't introduce them to this evil.
Oh my god,
leave alone.
Who introduced it to us? Do you think? What if we were like a experiment that they introduced it on us?
That's a great that's a great thought.
I don't know where that came from.
No, that's
the Lord.
Oh no, it's being slowly rolled out to us.
Mm-hmm.
Oh,
Twitter.
Oh man, yeah.
Called X, which
all
is
of
a
it.
Symbol for
Oh, there, I have a whole thing on symbols. There's a whole thing. Texter, man, this is lasting a long time. Tri-State Men's Clinic. Texter, you should look at what happened to the Marabu tribe. Oh, yeah. We just talked about that. Yeah, it was sad. I dated a Nephilim in college. Best days of my life.
Cameron Brink. No, just kidding.
Texter, what was the name of the cosmic?
You heard the news about her, right?
Yeah, she tore ACL. Shame.
That's sad. She can't do 3-on-3, right? She's going to do Olympic.
Yeah, but she can't anymore. What's the name of that cosmic book again? It's called The Book of Enoch. So check that out. All right, let's go ahead and play this Greg McElroy sound. He thinks people are sleeping on Louisville football.
I think they're being completely overlooked. I don't think they're slept on as much as they were last year. But last year, you just got the sense that there was going to be a real us against the world mentality. No one's talking about us. No one's respecting us. And Jeff Brohm is going to have the element of surprise up his sleeve throughout the course of the season. I think they have a good quarterback in Tyler Shough. Got to stay healthy. I think they'll be able to run the ball. Feel pretty confident about that. I think defensively, you have some massive difference makers along the defensive line, including a guy that should be, you know, in All-American contention and Ashton Gelati off the end of the line of scrimmage. So I look at their personnel, and I think Louisville's really solid. And no one seems to be really talking about them. All anyone's talking about in the ACC is Florida State, Miami, I guess you could say Clemson. I think Clemson's being slept on a little too, to be honest with you. So no one's really talking about Louisville. They're just sliding over there, them alongside NC State, alongside some other teams that have really good personnel. And maybe this is the year that they can break through and make some noise.
All right, so there you go, Anna. All right, you were having reactions on your face.
He had to mention Miami, huh?
Of course.
They have cool colors.
I understand. I'm not one to, when you're in that position professionally covering all of these teams, it's hard to keep straight. The year you're even covering, much less the year before and what the preseason expectations, for him to say they were slept on last season, dog, what? They were the opposite of slept on last season.
Yeah, they made it all the way to the top 10.
But also just slept on.
Right.
Some people predicted them to go undefeated through the season.
Oh, yeah. Brett McMurphy.
Slept on is a complete lie.
Yeah.
I don't ever want to hear slept on. And I'm not, I get it. That's a hard job to do, to know so much about so many teams. But that is also factually incorrect that you're saying they were slept on last season. And from that point, they were slept on last season and then made it as far as they did. Wouldn't it be it's a bigger indictment that they don't have the same high rankings this season than they did.
And hype.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From being so successful, they were slept on last season. They weren't slept on. I'm sorry.
Do you feel like maybe people are thinking, and I don't get mad at me, Louisville fans, for using this word. It's just a hype. It's just a question for Anna. I'm not saying I think this, but that, you know, it was maybe a bit of a fluke and a gift of a schedule, and then maybe they fall back down to earth a little bit this year.
Bro, yeah. We talked about that literally last season. Mm. And that's why people – and we talked about this yesterday, and that's why people predicted them to go so well. I think a lot of this is circumstantial. I think you have to take all ratings and rankings with that kind of grain of salt. It's a lot of it is circumstantial, who you play and when you play them. And
sure. And you should never have to apologize for who you play. I mean, it is what it is. That's the schedule.
But that's also part of it. You can be the greatest team in the world, but if you're up against the toughest competition, it's going to look a little bit different than if you're against just a mid-majors every game.
And that's what they did. I mean, if you recall, that's what they did with Michigan early on in the season. Once the schedule picks up, then Michigan's going to be exposed. Because the first, 8-9 games for Michigan were all against Rutgers and mid-major teams, right? The dregs of the Big Ten. And then when they end the season with Ohio State and this, that, and the other,
it's gonna be the real battle.
And then they won't have Jim Harbaugh. Yeah. And then what did they go? They just went ahead and won the national championship anyway. So just because you roll through your schedule doesn't necessarily mean it's only because your schedule sucks.
Exactly. And I think I respect Greg McElroy. I think he's great, but I just give certain pause, and it just makes me really take a close look at what he's saying when he says that they were slept on. They were the opposite of slept on last
right
season. They were the exact opposite of that.
Yeah, no, I agree with that. I agree. A couple more things before we take a break. So Jasper Johnson, he was a big discussion yesterday because he visited Kentucky on an unofficial visit. It was the sixth time that he'd been there. He was on KSR today. I have no idea what he said. To be full full transparency.
I didn't listen.
I'm sorry. I didn't listen to KSR.
He didn't commit. What did they ask him? What's your favorite color?
Exactly. Well, why is Mark Pope so great? If Matt were here, how much would you kiss his feet? I mean, things like I'm kidding. Texters get mad when I poke fun. But so he's also set up two more visits, Anna. He'll head to Alabama on June 22nd and June 23rd, okay. And then Illinois, June 24th and June 25th. Why is Illinois so important?
Orlando
Antigua is there. Obviously, he was the go-to guy. He was the lead recruiter for Jasper Johnson when Cal was at Kentucky, so he's still keeping that relationship with Jasper Johnson. I mean, this guy's a legit top 15 five-star player right now that hasn't really slipped in the rankings. I mean, we'll see where all things settle, how he does the rest of the summer in, you know, with the AAU games and everything else, but he's having a very good offseason.
Right.
So we'll see what happens there, but it's not wrapped up for Kentucky yet. So this is what he said on KSR. This is on their website. It says here, "I'll take a visit to Alabama this weekend," Johnson said on KSR. "I go to Illinois, I think, Monday and Tuesday right after that. I'm not sure in the future after that, but I have those two visits planned right now." He also says about Orlando Antigua, "We got really close, me and Coach Orlando. Yeah, definitely. I like the program as well, but him being there gives them a plus for sure, but we were really close." Okay. And then he says about John Calipari. "He talked to me since my sophomore season, so he's been really interested in me, always recruiting me. We built a good relationship. Seeing him leave was really a surprise to me, but we still communicate with each other. Coach Cal, Coach Chen Coleman, they're making their switch to Arkansas. They still contact me, trying to get me on a visit up there. Might have to plan that soon." So it might be, you know, Kentucky, Mark Pope versus Orlando Antigua and John Calipari.
Okay, so
in the end.
Still in the
they're still in the picture. Okay. Yeah. He says he might have to go ahead and plan a visit down to Fayetteville. So, I mean, if Mark Pope lands Jasper Johnson, it's not going to be against bums. It's going to be best against some of the best recruiters in the game when you're talking Orlando Antigua and John Calipari. So that would be a major, major get for Mark Pope if he's able to pull that off, especially since he's coming into the game so late on
him.
He wasn't recruiting him at BYU.
No.
Because he wasn't going to go to BYU.
Right.
So now that he's here, he did the same thing with Will Riley. He's doing a good job of trying to reestablish those connections to Kentucky with these five-star guys. Mm-hmm.
And it helps that Jasper Johnson is from Kentucky. I wonder if that would be the case if he weren't. It still could be the case.
It's a good question.
But we got through 99% of that till I guess I was just listening to where his other visits are planned, but that Arkansas and Calipari are still in there. And you got to hand it to Calipari. It still says a lot that I think a lot of coaches, you know, when you leave and you part ways with your best recruiter, most of those players will follow that recruiter. But the fact that Jasper Johnson is still considering both Arkansas and Illinois, where Antigua is, that's
right.
You got to hand that one to Cal.
Well, Cal's always been the closer.
Yeah.
I mean, whether it be Orlando Antigua or Joel Justice or Kenny Payne or Ken Coleman.
He speaks for himself a lot, too. He doesn't have to say anything. It's like,
absolutely.
Especially when it was Kentucky. I'm here. This is what we do. It's Kentucky. I'm just wondering how that will change at Arkansas.
And to Cal's credit, I mean, he does a good job of, you know, being personal about the recruiting. I mean, John Wall, you know, said flat out on the podcast, like, "John Calipari was the only coach that would come to my house because my house was in the hood and no one else wanted to come here."
That's insane to
me. And Calipari came to my home. And I think that's one of the things that really set him apart and makes, and he'll go down as the best recruiter of all time. I think that there's
absolutely, you cannot,
but he did things like that really resonate. And the fact that he still talks to Jasper Johnson all the time, that resonates, that means something to those recruits. Even if we think Cal's past his prime,
right,
they still look at him a certain way.
And I think that is his gift of like relating to people. It's because you can look at him and say John Calipari and say his name, and like even how he is with his family or even how he is around Lexington and even like his heart for like really getting into communities, whatever. It's like, I don't think he sees himself. He can appear arrogant or what have you, but it's like, I think he does have this ability to connect. He doesn't really think he's better than anybody else. And I think that's one thing that Cal...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think he's better than... When it comes to basketball, I don't... But when it comes like media and fans, I think sometimes he can get a little... Yeah, yeah.
But I think that's having his guard up. Like,
yes.
He wants to.
But yeah,
I feel like if you were really like meeting him on a mano a mano level.
Right.
I think he's got does have a humbleness to him.
Well, even Kendrick Haskins said that.
Yeah.
Just, you know, an hour ago.
I was laughing because I was like, that was not my experience. But I get why Cal is like that. But I do feel like, you know, he does have this ability to connect with anybody. And I think people really appreciate that.
Yeah, yeah.
Not that it's some charity work, but that it's just not many people have this ability to just connect through, like, an entire divide of people.
Right. And people, you know, they come from all walks of life.
Yeah.
And that he was able to bridge that gap and be like, look, I don't care where you're from or where your family lives or what your history is. Like, if you can play basketball and you want to be a part of this, then I want you on my team.
And I respect you and I see you and I love your family as much as any other family.
Yeah. No, I think that was that's a special gift that he has, you know, more so than anybody else.
More so than drawing up out of bounds play.
Yeah, that's his true talent. His talent doesn't come from the X's and O's department. It comes from relationships. He's there to build relationships, Anna. Mm-hmm. How many times have we? I'm here to build relationships and take care of families.
And sit there on draft night in the green room.
Oh, that's, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, is he going to be there?
I don't know.
He's got to be there. He's got to be in that green room.
He's got to be there.
With Reed and Rob.
In no way he's not there. You think he rocks a little bit of Arkansas somewhere hidden?
Will he wear like one of those pins, like those lapel pins or whatever? Could. Like those little American flag lapel. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe he wears one of those.
The little ribbons.
An Arkansas colored tie.
Maybe some socks.
And those Mark Pope show up.
Hogsplus.com socks.
He's got some Hogsplus.com socks.
No, I think that would be disingenuous if he did.
Even though Jeff Shepard's one of his best friends.
I think it would be a bad look.
I agree with you. I'm not saying he should go. I think I agree with you because they did not play for him.
No, they didn't pick him. That is not your player in any realm.
I agree with that.
I think that would embarrass me if Pope showed up and tried to like get in on that.
Sure, and I think, and I have no problem with Cal going.
No.
He coached those guys. He recruited those guys.
Go. I think that would be the
best
way.
Dillingham and Shepard want him there.
Why wouldn't they?
Exactly. I mean, Shepard.
Even though you didn't start him, like, you did help them get where they are.
And Shepard still has nothing but good things to say about Cal.
Hell yeah.
Like, he loves Cal.
Absolutely.
And so does Dillingham. So I think, now Dillingham, let me see if it might be sliding a little bit in the draft, which he's
okay. But how does that happen after you've done? Are they still doing workouts?
Well, he's a little injured.
Oh,
yeah, he's been injured during this process.
What has changed?
Dillingham. So it says
uh-oh.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
It says they're both invited into the green room, okay? They're both invited. Reed Shepard and Rob Dillingham will both be in the green room.
They'll have a bench in there for them to sit on.
Reed Shepard still continues to cement himself as a likely top five selection. It seems unlikely that Shepard could sneak his way to the number one overall pick, but his buzz keeps on growing as we inch closer to the draft, okay? A fall outside the top 10 would be a massive shock at this point, okay? But what about Dillingham? As for Dillingham, his stock has actually seen an odd decline in recent weeks, whether that be due to an ankle injury that's prevented him from participating in the pre-draft process, the influence of clutch, or NBA teams worry about his size and strength, it is yet to be seen, but this downward trend is notable. Once a good bet to land inside the top 10, Dillingham's stock now has him falling outside of that range. None of the seven mock drafts below have the shifty guard getting picked better than number 10. Yahoo Sports even projects Dillingham will drop outside the lottery to number 16. Three of the mock drafts has him going to the Chicago Bulls, a team in the need of a backcourt punch at number 11. So that is odd. So here they are. So SB Nation has Shepard 3, Dillingham 12. The Ringer has Shepard 3, Dillingham 11, Edwards 42. Yahoo has Shepard 6, Dillingham 16, Edwards 37. CBS Sports has Shepard 2, Dillingham 10. Bleacher Report has Shepard 3, Dillingham 11, Edwards 46, Reeves 53, and then ESPN, it has a couple guys. Javoni has Shepard 4, Dillingham 10, Jeremy Wu has Reed Shepard 4, and Dillingham 14. So, I mean, that's there's a thought they'd both be inside the top 5.
Just the fact that Reed Shepard is the one coming in hot in the
He's locked in top 5. Yeah.
You had a really good joke, Anna, and I don't think you heard it, Shreebel, and I hope the listeners did.
What was it?
When you said, oh, they'll be invited to the green room, she goes, oh, you think they'll give him a bench to sit on? And I was
I
like,
missed
that
it.
Was
oh,
good.
Oh, that
That was so good.
Thank you, Tanner.
I didn't have my mic on, but I was.
Maybe it wasn't that funny.
It took me 2 seconds, and I was like, oh, that was a banger of a joke.
That is a good joke. I'm sorry I missed that, Anna. I apologize.
I thought maybe it wasn't. Thank you, Tanner. I thought maybe it wasn't my best word, but that's just crazy. Coming in from last summer, 1 year ago, the fact that Reed Shepard would be your guy consistently in the
top
five.
He went on any mock drafts as far as the first round is concerned.
I still don't think I can comprehend that.
It's wild.
And that the scale has jumped so much for Dillingham from 16th. Was that the lowest?
16 was the lowest outside of the lottery at 16.
Bro.
And one had him on the fringe at 14, like the last lottery pick.
That's insane.
Yeah.
It would be pretty cool to see the Heat get like another random steal.
I know you'd like that very much. Another Kentucky guy, too.
The Bam pick, I was like, ah, man, Bam Adebayo.
What is this?
Oh, he's a dog. Okay. And then I was like, oh, Tyler Hero. Oh, he can hit threes. Okay. Oh, maybe not anymore. But when he was in the bubble, I thought he was the second coming of Jesus.
Oh, he was great. Yeah.
Oh, my God. I was like, this is our boy Wonder. And then we signed him to a lot of money, and I was like,
and he's,
don't you hate it?
He's been kind of mid since.
You know, he's been in trade rumors every summer. I honestly feel bad for him in a way.
Trade rumors and injuries.
It's just like, I think after the bubble, it was like, all right, you're probably going to get traded to Brooklyn. They're going to get KD. And I was like, oh, I'm down for
KD. You're down for that.
Down for that. And then it was, and then after that, he doesn't get traded, obviously. And then it was 2 summers ago, it was, hey, you're going to Utah. Donovan Mitchell's going to Miami. Yep, I was like, all right, I'm really on board with that. And then it was last summer. I was like, hey, pack up your stuff. You're going to Portland, Oregon. Damian Lillard's coming to Miami. And I was like, okay, I'm good with any of these outcomes. And it never came true.
Because then you're getting lack of confidence from the fans and the administration. Because the administration are like, oh, okay, maybe they're ready to move on. I understand it's a business decision. But the fans are like, yeah! Let's get Damian Lillard. Let's get Donovan Mitchell. And then you're still there. You're like,
and then he had
sorry.
He had like subtweets where he's like, I'm going to prove who I am. And then it was just like, he really made me so mad during the playoffs.
Sorry,
he was terrible.
Oh, my God.
Sorry, he still work for you guys.
I thought he was good at Kentucky, but I didn't think he was like NBA lottery good.
Yeah,
sorry, I didn't. He's another one.
Such a Wisconsin vibe.
He's another player that showed in that Elite Eight game where they lost to Auburn.
Yeah,
he didn't do anything. He didn't do a damn thing.
Yep, I never blame the players.
He's one of the players that like a lot of Kentucky fans love that I just could do without. Like,
you don't,
I don't
have like the emotional connection.
No, I don't really.
There's
something about his vibe that I just don't like.
You don't love.
Yeah. Yeah. There's something about him though. I can't put my finger on it.
Yeah.
But there's something about Tyler Hero that rubs me the wrong way.
Okay. That was in my lapse of years of like, I was working.
You're in West Virginia.
Yeah. I was like covering other teams. So it's like, I would watch, but like, I wasn't deeply invested in the players or their stories. So it's like, I had amnesia for like this 2-3 year window where I'm like, I don't know who played when. I don't know. Like, right. I don't know people's like timelines.
You're locked into Bob Huggins.
Yeah.
And Neil Brown. Fake it and make it. All right. Let's read some text here before we take a break. Our final break. It's been a fast show today. Texter, Dillingham does not like Cal, and Reed is just saying the right things. Okay, maybe so.
State your sources.
Yeah, I'd like to see the source. Texter, Pope against Cal in Antigua is like a minivan against a BMW M4 in a Lambo. Game over. Hey, my minivan's awesome. Stop
Swagger
that.
Wagon.
Swagger wagon. Texter, so Cal has been his own bagman. You damn right. Texter, Anna pissed me off so bad in about 5 minutes of listening that I had to respect it because she must hate Louisville as much as I hate Kentucky.
Love you.
Texter, the only reason.
And I'll do it again.
The only reason Rick doesn't like Tyler Hero is because he's friends with Jack Harlow. No, I promise you that's not it. I promise
you
that's not it.
Also, that was it.
No,
Jack
I
Harlow
promise.
Came out with a song called Tyler Hero, and I was like, oh, he's got to be a star now.
Yeah, he has a rap song. See, Louisville fans should be more mad at that than I am. I don't care. Like, it doesn't bother
me. I didn't really
care. But Louisville fans should be like, you should have had a song named Montrezl Harrell. You should have had a song named Jerry Smith. Why didn't you have a song called Reginald Delk? What are you doing?
Imagine he drops a song, Marcus Maven. I'll be like, yo.
Yeah, let's go. Yeah.
That's your sign.
Yeah.
Jack Harlow. If you want us back on your side. Make a song called Marcus
Bateman.
It'd be awesome.
Texter, neither one of you watched more than 4 hours total of Louisville football last year. You shouldn't be. Bro, I watch every single bleeping game.
I watched four hours when you got your booty kicked.
Yeah, we were both at the Governor's Cup game, and I watched every game for my job. Like, I had to talk about it. So, yes, I watched every single Louisville football game. And I probably went to more Louisville football games than you did. Mm-hmm. I went to two last season.
I went to two as well.
Yeah, I was at the Governor's Cup game, and then I was there for the Duke. I was there for the Duke game. Where they just
that
ran
was the up. One game I missed because I was in Nashville.
Yeah, so it's a pipe down texture. How about that? I should offer my. You should be offering your opinion. What are your bona fides?
That was a fun
dork
shout out.
Texture hero greater than Shepherd. Get out of here! Bro. Don't say that.
I tell you what, Reed's 10 times better at defense.
It feels weird when Anna calls Strieble dog or bro. I don't think it's weird.
It feels weird.
That's what the texture said. I don't agree with that.
Bro. Come on, dog.
He calls you. Yeah, she just called you, bro. Dog. Texture's a Louisville fan. Greg McElroy isn't necessarily the guy I want in my corner. Texture, Anna hates U of L, but she hates Cal and Stoops too, so she is pretty much neutral.
Baby, I'm a grade A hater. You bring it to my. I'm going to hate it.
Texture, bro, your job is babysitting kids with peach fuzz. Your radio gig is just some kind of weird hope and dream. I host a drive time radio program.
Dog.
I'm the lead host. This is my show. It's not a weird hope or dream. It's a reality. How about that?
He getting paid money.
I get paid money.
He molding young minds, too.
What's your hope and dream? To not be a weirdo nerd?
You ain't changing.
Because you failed that, you dork.
You ain't changing any society. He is molding the youth.
Yes, exactly. I got two big time jobs. What do you got? White Castle working ass?
Yeah.
Nothing wrong with White Castle workers. I love White Castle. And I like White Castle, too.
But would you like fries with that?
It's a weird hope and dream that you have as you host a drive time radio program that's listened and downloaded hundreds of thousands of people.
But you're getting paid.
It's just a hobby that Strieble has. It ain't a hobby, bro. I get paid here. I have reads I got to do. I've got clients. What's up? TriStateMen'sHealth.com, B-word.
Look it up.
Sato Vobel's paying me. You hear that? Fairston Lawn Care comes to my house and puts chemicals in my lawn for free. How about what you got for free? That's because I'm on the radio, B. Yeah, BJ Heating and Cooling.
Speaking of that.
Yeah, that's the people I trust. Cox's Every Liquors.
And they
shout
trust
out.
Him, too.
Yeah, and I'm going, D.D. Taylor and I, the CEO of 502 and 812 Hip, we text all the time. How about that? I get her Reds tickets. Can you get anybody Reds tickets for free? No, bum. I go to the Bats game for free right now. Can you? No. You got to pay your $5. Greg Galliate ain't hooking you up. I know Nick Curran personally.
Please keep going.
He said personally.
Dude, I know. I just love to live up to the standards of the ugliness of the text line.
That was my favorite ever. No, that was my favorite ever.
It's all good, buddy. I know you're just trying to grind my gears. I'm not really mad, but it was a funny rant.
But that was beautiful.
Thank you.
I was like, yeah, if you've ever felt air conditioning, you can thank James Dreamall.
Exactly. And all my fine sponsors.
You've ever heard about a vape? Again.
Do you ever hear of a gummy?
A Nerds rope? A Nerds. Infused? Again.
And use Nerds Rope.
Thank James Strieble.
Yeah.
And don't think more than that.
I drive a Dodge Stratus. You're right.
I can do 100 push-ups in 20 minutes.
All right,
that was a deep cut SNL quote.
Keep flexing, Strieble. I love it. Thank you. All right, let's take a break. I'm really not that big of an egomaniac. I promise. It was just a bit.
He's the opposite of that, and that's why that was my favorite rant of all time.
I don't think of myself.
Like, I will teach the Krebs cycle to your children.
Right, let's take a break. On the other end, let me see what I have for the final segment. I don't even know today. This is going to be funny. Mayor Craig Greenberg thinks the PGA will be back. After this, you're on ESPN 680 105.7.
Taking care of your family isn't always easy, so we make sure getting care when you need it is. With Baptist Health Urgent and Virtual Care, we bring you more options and greater convenience, too. With video visits available 24/7 and online check-in through MyChart for in-person visits. To check in online or to set up a video visit, go to baptisthealth.com/careanywhere.
It's time to replace your heating and air system. We know people want options. That's why you'll always get a free second opinion with BJ Heating and Cooling. Plus, for a limited time, get 0% financing for 60 months on a new Bryant system.
Call the experts you can trust at BJ Heating and Cooling.
How about we close the show with that?
Oh. You'll always be home sweet home to me. Good old Rocky Top.
Woo!
Rocky Top, Tennessee.
You're listening to the Round Table with Round Daddy. Now here's Round Daddy, James Strebel.
I can't continue the show.
That man just did like a vibrato.
Yeah. Oh, he can
was just
sing.
Doing arpeggios on us.
Oh, he can sing.
I was like, gonna say when I found that clip, I was like, "Oh, that'll be funny." Wow, he has pipes.
He does.
He was like Scott Satterfield.
Yes. He has.
We got to sign him up for the boys.
He has a band.
He's got a band.
Yes.
Like a Steely Dan cover band.
Like I think they do like country and like classic rock covers.
Oh my god. Okay.
Yeah, you'd like it.
So
yeah.
You're talking about my new favorite band.
It's up your alley. Speaking of Tennessee, they're up 5-0, bottom of the sixth against Florida State, so it looks like they're going to continue to advance in the College World Series.
Okay, so then talk to me. So then do they face Texas A&M?
No, Florida faces Texas A&M.
Okay, and then the winner of that game faces Tennessee?
We'll face Tennessee, I believe. Yes, I think
so. And when's the last time Tennessee won a College World Series? It's been a while.
Ooh.
They've been competitive for a while.
They're in it a lot.
Right.
I don't
we
know.
We need Biscuit for that one.
Yeah, he would know that. Tennessee, it's been a while.
Great jam.
When we're on the softball field, it'll be like, all right, boys, let's hit a while. And then I'll be like, you need to do it in your singing voice. And he's like, I don't know why I haven't done that. And then like the next game, he was like, all right, boys, let's hit a while. It's been a while.
By the way, Tanner, you get the Twitter award of the day for putting that photo of, Chris Christie in the pants.
Oh, yeah.
Because, no, we were talking about cringy politicians on Monday.
Cringy
me, Strebel, and
pants.
Godby. And we, who were we talking about? The guy, Chuck Schumer?
Yeah, Chuck Schumer.
Yeah,
yeah.
This all burger thing. And then we were talking about like all the cringy ones. And I was like, have you guys seen the photo of Chris Christie?
They had not seen it?
In a softball. Or I think Strebel did. But,
I've seen it.
But Godby didn't. And he was like,
yeah, Godby was like, oh.
I recognized that photo like it was a member of my, like it was my childhood photo.
It was in your kitchen.
Your, that like overflow of
Mom,
the
Dad,
abdomen.
Who's that? Oh, that's your Uncle Chris.
It's your Uncle Chris.
Yeah.
It's Uncle Chris.
Pants were a little too tight.
I don't know how they couldn't move.
A lot of too tight.
He was wearing a child's medium.
Medium. Additional programming here on ESPN Louisville. We have all the local programming. We don't take breaks. We're not national all the time like some other radio stations in the area. We have local programming all day into the night here on ESPN Louisville. Wednesdays, Louisville Sports Live. That'll be tonight, 7 p.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Thursday, Soccer City, 6 p.m. ESPN 680 1057. Friday, Inside Churchill Downs, 6 p.m. on ESPN 680 1057. Saturday, Down the Stretch, 9 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville. That's followed by the Victory Formation Sports Show with Jeff Lightsey and James Black, 10 to 11 a.m. on 93.9 The Ville. Then Sunday Morning Hangover, 10 to noon, Nick Curran, Phil Baker, and Zach Cantrell. So we're live, we're local here all the time. 437-9680, UPS Jobs text line. Let's see here. Texter, crazy stuff. Matt Jones is detained for 72 hours in Uruguay. Really?
Is that true?
I hope he's okay.
Is he pulling a JT?
Yeah, is he pulling a joke? What's going on?
Maddie Bangs?
Yeah, Maddie
Justin
Bangs.
Timberlake.
Justin Timberlake. By the way,
did you see the mugshot?
Yes.
Yeah.
I
why
did.
Were they using a dang ring light? Why were they making that man's complexion look better?
I mean,
he probably requested. Yeah,
you don't have better rights than us. better rights for
hold
lights.
Hold on. I have my own camera crew.
Exactly. Yeah. He probably had.
Wait a minute.
He probably called people.
It's like that clip of Kim Kardashian getting her license renewed, and she like brought in this whole crew.
Oh, no,
like,
no.
Dog, if I were rich and famous, I'd do that.
Did you see where she flew? To
just get like a cup of coffee or something. What
cheesecake.
Was it?
She flew to France to get cheesecake and then come back.
If Taylor Swift is allowed to do it for concerts, then so is
and then
Kim
go
Kardashian.
and then go to a Chiefs game.
Is that true though?
What
the Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, it is true. No, it's 100% is true. She'll probably lecture you on climate change,
just
though.
Just give her a break. Yeah. Just don't listen to her, but
look,
just give
I don't
her a
care
break.
What famous people do. If they want to do that, fine.
But just don't morally superior
yes,
me.
Don't be moral superior over me if you're flying in jets and doing things.
I like also when she likes to complain about being like a divorced single mom. I'm like, like that's sad. No, you're right. But she's like, well, it all comes on me, and I'm a working mom, and I have to do all of it. I have to take. I'm like, dog, you have 19 nannies.
Yeah, and you could literally quit right now, and you'll be just fine. You'll be fine. You're
just
a billionaire.
Don't do anything for the rest of your life.
Right. You don't have to do
hang
anything.
Out with your
have you ever seen the video of her and Kanye, and they're like, oh, like talking about their house, and she's like, yeah, like I love our pool. I've actually never been in it. But I really want a jacuzzi. And then Kanye looks to the camera. He's like, so you've never been in the pool? And she's like, no, I don't think I've ever been in there. But I really love it. And then she goes, but I really want a jacuzzi. And then we don't have it. And then Kanye goes, can you believe it? We don't have a jacuzzi.
Oh my
He's like snarky, like, oh,
and that's probably the moment where he's second guessing himself. Like, maybe
children.
I do too. That's a messed up situation. Texter, keep
North is funny though.
She is because she's traumatized. That's why you're only funny if you got a little trauma, baby.
Look at the parents.
Yeah. Listen, oh yeah. Yes.
That's the beauty of a little
those
childhood
two
trauma.
Parents. Oh
have
my
a joke
goodness.
Or two, baby.
Exactly. All right. So Mayor Craig Greenberg. He's back. He's back in the news. My man's had not the best summer. hasn't been the best summer for Craig Greenberg. But on WDRB, Louisville Mayor very optimistic the PGA Championship will return to Valhalla Golf Club. It says here, Louisville Mayor Craig Greenberg said he and the owners of Valhalla Golf Club are working hard on some really exciting things a month after the PGA Championship was held, adding that he's very optimistic that the major championship will be held in Louisville for a sixth time. So he said the PGA of America CEO Seth Waugh said, Louisville shows up and they show up in every way. It's an amazing...
Including the police.
including the police. It's an amazing town that gets behind things, which is fantastic. And look, they may come back. And look, here's the thing. If they do come back, it ain't going to be because of Mayor Craig Greenberg and his administration.
It's going to be because of amnesia.
It'll be that because the people of Louisville actually did show up and show out.
And we're like, a private security
situation. broke attendance records for the PGA Championship. So it's not going to be because of you, Craig Greenberg. And UFC, too. Yeah
we've been killing it.
Yeah, they broke attendance for just a fight night house show. Broke attendance
see,
like 90,000.
See, I love that for us, but then it also makes me sad that, like...
Traffic.
You all can't get it together, like, infrastructure-wise.
Sure, yeah, traffic, construction.
To make it be smooth. Like, we could kill it here.
Yeah.
Like, could kill it. You are doing everyone a disservice. So the fact that the mayor is up there saying, oh, I think everyone had a great time, we'll be back. Well, like, whose fault is it that it wasn't at a 12 out of 10 experience?
Exactly, yes. It's because of your police force, Craig Greenberg.
Bro, like, have some self-awareness, my dog.
Yeah, the people of Louisville will support it. There is a hunger and a want and a need for professional sports in this town. I believe that. I believe that. You see how, again, UFC Fight Nights went. You see how the PGA Championship went. You see the growing interest in Lou City and Racing Louisville and those, you know, professional soccer that we have in town, that they want it here. Mm-hmm. And I just don't have any confidence in the people that run the city to do it the right way and to continue to have these things, you know, come back, you know, over and over again. So the people, I don't have a problem.
And
the people want it, the people go.
That's the reflection of the city, though. Like, worldwide, in this instance, it's not even national. Worldwide, the reflection of the city is, like, these administrative people who are not any reflection on the city or the people or the heartbeat of the city as a whole.
Right.
That should infuriate you.
But they became the story. And then the ineptitude of how they handled not even handled the situation itself, but handled the after effects of the situation.
Do you think that they have cognitive dissonance? Like, do you think they can look in the mirror and be like, I just embarrassed our whole city?
I don't think politicians understand or want to understand reality. I think they live...
You couldn't do that job if you did.
No, you couldn't.
You couldn't be a normal...
If you had actual self-awareness, you cannot be a politician.
If there's someone I met who's like, I really want to be a politician, I would run so far away, but don't look me in the eyes.
Because you know they're a narcissist or a sociopath.
They're just power-hungry weirdo.
Yeah, that's exactly what it is, because it's like, I couldn't take it if I, like, I have a hard time with, like, letting people down. That really,
you couldn't have a heart and do that job. Yeah, you couldn't have empathy. You couldn't have,
like, if I know that I'm doing something policy wise that is harming people,
killing people,
or making people look bad, or putting people in a bad situation. I couldn't just look the other way and be like, oh well, moving on.
And then people there would be like, we are a moral government,
and then go out there and try to gaslight everybody. Like, actually, you know, I'm doing a good job for you. It's like, no, I could not do it. I told my mom when I was in college. I really thought about it.
Really?
When I was in college, I was like, you know what? I had a moment of thinking where I was like, okay, I'm going to go to law school and I'm going to get into politics.
Mm-hmm.
And my mother, my sweet mother, had to pull me aside and be like, James.
You were being naive and sweet with your heart.
Yeah, she's like, you can't do that.
Yeah.
And I was like, why? She's like, why not? I was like, I'm really, you know, sociable. I can talk to people. I'm not afraid of public speaking. I can get up in front of people and talk. I was like, I actually be good at it. She's like, no, you're a terrible, number one, you're a terrible liar. Number two, you actually have empathy.
Yes. I was like, it's not the service that you think, like, teaching is a service.
Yes.
Like, it's a serving, like, position.
If you're in a job and you're making that kind of money, that now, not every politician. There are some politicians that that don't make the money that, you know, a Nancy Pelosi or a Marco Rubio or a Mitch McConnell make, right? Or Chuck Schumer. They're all worth millions and millions of dollars, which is weird because they make like six figures a year. How are you worth, you know, tens of millions of dollars? That's a whole nother rant. I'll leave that alone for now. But at the same time, it's kind of like, you know, you have to be, they have to screw people over.
For sure. To even get elected, you have
to. Yes, absolutely.
So, like, you're not having anybody of, like, a moral conscience to even be anywhere in it, because you have to do that to accept the money to get elected.
Right.
Like, and I've lived in D.C. I've worked in D.C.
Yeah.
I worked at Fox. Like,
you're around those people.
And that's not an indictment on anybody, but, like, I was around anybody in that, on either sides of the spectrum, even in, like, big people in, like, TV. It's like, you get around and I'm like, oh, you don't become successful in any industry by chance. Fame doesn't just fall in your lap.
Right.
You have to calculate a way to get it, and to be able to do that
and sustain it
doesn't normally equate good.
Helping people out isn't usually part of the equation.
It's never really with a good moral like compass.
Yes. My moral compass is set to win. Yeah. All right, let's go ahead and let's get out of here. It's been a fun show today. I'm not even going to read this text. I mean, thank you, texter. I don't understand why teachers. Anyway, thank you all for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with Phil Baker. We'll do our normal Thursday show. We'll have the Blitz. I'll have Andy Sweeney. It's the Roundtable. Everyone have a great night. Enjoy the play-by-play.
Value Market is Louisville's grocer. Since 1978, Value Market has been your neighborhood grocery store for all of life's best moments. Value Market gets it. Life is busy. That's why Value Market has curbside and delivery since 2013, freeing up more of your time for the more important things in life. Kids' ball games, family visits, work, tailgating, and cookouts. Value Market gets it. That's why Value Market has four area locations to serve your grocery needs. Mid-City Mall, Outer Loop Plaza, Aircoy Manor, and Mount Washington. At Value Market, you got savings in the bag. ValueMarket.com.
Tired of jumping from job to job? How about a career in a recession-proof industry where you can make a difference and help create a healthier living and working environment? The pest management industry gives you the opportunity to work with more independence. OPC Pest Services will give you a chance to grow with advancement. Come be a part of our team at OPC Pest Services. Apply online at opcpest.com/careers. That's opcpest.com/careers.
Where do you go to find all your favorite wine, beer, and spirits with selections customized to local tastes? For over 25 years, that go-to place has been Cox's Spirit Shop. Cox's, Louisville's go-to liquor store.